All right, turn back to Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37. I just have three verses to read this morning from Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37, the first verse is this, verse 3. Now Israel, that is Jacob, the man whom God had changed his name, now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. And then here is the point I want to make out. And he made him a coat of many colors. We read about this coat again in verse 23. And it came to pass, and in many instances I found in the book of Genesis, when it says, and it came to pass, generally you're looking at something negative about to happen. Because God is now going to talk about the actions and deeds of men. And generally speaking, when you talk about the actions and the deeds of men, it's going to be negative. And it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren that they stripped Joseph of his coat. You see that? They stripped Joseph of his coat, his coat of many colors that was on him. And then we read again in verse 31. Look at what it says. And they took, that is Joseph's brothers, and they took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of the goats. Now notice what this coat is now connected to. And dipped the coat in the blood. And they dipped the coat in the blood. Does anybody have an idea of what my title and subject is? My title and subject is Joseph's Coat of Many Colors. Now, of course, the Hebrew word here means many breaths. Now, not breath as you breathe, but breaths as in width. Some say that artistically or expressively, I like the word expressively better because God in His holy inspired word is not trying to be artistic.
There you go.
But God often uses things to express divine truth.
Amen.
Even mundane things like a coat of many colors.
Yeah.
So artistically or expressively, it means this. To affect unity and inclusiveness by subordinating details. Literally in the Hebrew, and this threw me for a loop for a moment, but literally in the Hebrew, if you just literally translated this many colors, it means this, the palm and the foot. And that threw me for a loop. But then when you read about this was a tunic that Israel had made for Joseph. And don't think of it in the sense of different shades of color, that is the colors of the spectrum. Because that will confuse you. But it's not about the hue of the coat. It's about this coat covered Joseph hand to foot. It was one whole piece made from many different pieces. But Joe, it was one coat.
Amen.
One coat. So expressively, it means this. In the Hebrew, it means this. And you'll see this word in other places, although the word colors will not be used. It means this. It was a well-made, and it means a well-made. This wasn't just thrown together. It was a well-made tunic of many pieces, forming one united whole, covering hand to foot.
Amen.
In other words, this expresses that everything Jesus Christ did, and everywhere he went, he did in absolute obedience to God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, as we see here in Joseph's coat, Joseph's coat was a symbol of Jacob's preeminent love for Joseph. That's what it says in our text, does it not?
Yes, sir.
Joseph's coat was this symbol that Jacob, Israel, gave to Joseph as a symbol of his preeminent love for Joseph. So, Christ's person and work. Do not think of the coat as something Christ put on. As a symbol. Don't think of it as something Christ put on. Joseph's coat, symbolically, is this. It is who Jesus Christ is.
Amen.
And it is what Jesus Christ has done.
Yes.
Jesus Christ did not put on deity.
There you go. That's right.
He was deity.
Amen.
Yep. He was as much God when he was first born and wrapped in that swaddling clothes and laying in a manger and had to feed upon his mother's breast.
Yes, sir.
He was as much God then as he was when he was 12 years old and was in the temple talking about the word of God with many in the temple.
Yes, sir.
He was as much God then as the other. He was as much God when he hung there with nails in his hands.
That's right.
And nails in his feet, top to bottom. You see it?
Right. Yeah.
He was as much God then as he was even when he made the worlds.
Amen. That's right.
So Joseph's coat was a symbol of Jacob's preeminent love for Joseph. As so, Christ's person and work is the reality of God's unique love for the unity of Christ in all that he is as the only begotten Son. In other words, let me give you just two fairly brief things to consider and make a few comments about it. Jesus Christ was deity and humanity united in one person. He did not have two personalities.
That's right.
And this is something that modern day religion does not get at all.
Yeah.
They think at times he kind of acted like God. At other times he kind of acted like a man. He is, and the best way to state it, at least the best way I have available, is he is the God-man.
Amen.
He's not just God and man.
Exactly.
He is the God-man. He is so much God, even as man, that his human blood is called the very blood of God by Luke in the book of Acts.
Amen. That's right.
Think about it. Deity and humanity united in one person at the same time.
Yes. Right.
Today's so-called Christianity has Jesus like all, he was a man and he has these little spurts of deity.
Yep.
That's heresy.
Exactly.
That's heresy.
You're right.
Now granted, there will be passages that you will read, especially in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when it expresses Jesus Christ's humanity, and you will see him just as human as yourself. You know why? Because he was just as human as yourself.
Amen.
With one thing accepted. That's sin.
That's right. Amen.
That's sin. And there are things, Mac, I can't fit this passage and that passage together. Absolute humanity and absolute deity, and I can't fit them together. I don't understand them. And Mason, I cannot understand them because I'm not the God-man.
Exactly.
I am not deity. I am nothing but humanity.
There you go.
But Christ, the man, wasn't joined to deity. Christ, the man, was God manifest in the flesh.
Amen.
So much so that he told the disciples, he that's seen me, and he talking about literally looking at him with the, he that has seen me has seen who? The Father.
Amen.
The Father.
Amen.
So remember, when we talk about Joseph's coat, it wasn't many different, you know, it's certainly not Dolly Parton's coat of many rags, poor rags sewn together. Dolly Parton didn't get it. Okay, and I'm not trying to be mean to Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton didn't get what Joseph's coat meant. Joseph's coat was a glorious thing to look at. So much so that his brothers hated him for it. And let me tell you, this is the rub with Jesus Christ. Men and women wouldn't mind if he had a bunch of rags sewn together. That's actually the way they present him. As just they almost present him as a Sybil. You remember the movie Sybil?
Yeah.
The woman who had all of these different personalities and some of them were really weird. That's the way they view Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus Christ is deity and humanity united in one person at the same time in total union.
Mm-hmm.
God and man in one person.
Yes.
Here's another thought. Now, you talk about many colors. Right there is many colors.
Yes, sir.
Is that not many colors?
Yeah, that's right.
God and deity joined together in one person. So much so that it was told, I think it was Joseph, that that holy thing that shall be born of her is the Son of God.
That's right.
What a word. What a word. But here's the second thing. Think about this. Here is one who is impeccably just.
Yes.
The only impeccably just man that ever existed. Adam was not impeccably just. He had a peccable justness. He had a justness that could fall. And he did.
Amen.
Jesus Christ's humanity could not fall. So pure was his humanity. Here is pure Adam. He's called the second Adam. Now there were many other men between the first Adam and Jesus Christ. But Paul calls him the second what? The second man and the second Adam. Why? Because here is a unique man. Even Adam did not stand up to who Jesus Christ is. But think about it. Here is impeccably just and yet made sin at the same time. Now this only took place for a moment in time. Jesus Christ was not made sin and then continued to be made sin. He was made sin once. But even when he was made sin, Joe, the book still says he suffered the just for the unjust.
Amen. That's right.
Now somebody says, I don't understand that. You don't understand deity and humanity joined either.
No.
We really don't. We've heard it so much, we think we got that.
No.
Don't we? Now we really think, I've got that. Deity and humanity, I see it, Jesus. We believe it, but I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
You're right.
Jesus Christ was made sin, but at the same time, He was still absolutely, impeccably just.
Amen.
And I don't have to make that fit.
That's exactly
God
right.
says this was His coat, and bless God, this is His coat.
Amen.
This is who He is, hand to foot.
Amen.
And that's just the way it is. You see, we're not here trying to explain Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Joe and I, others who stand in this place, we're not trying to explain Jesus Christ. Matt Hatfield, we're trying to declare Jesus Christ as He is. That's many colors, is it not?
Yes, sir.
Here is the Son of God, who at the same time was the Son of David.
That's right.
Who at the same time was the Son of Man.
Amen.
That's many colors.
That's right.
Here's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah should kidding you. And you go right on down the list. Many colors.
Amen.
Many colors. But let me tell you, all of us by nature, listen to me, all of us by nature, we're just like Joseph's brothers. Would we, like Joseph's brothers, strip Christ of His coat? By nature, we will.
Yes, sir.
By nature, we do.
You're right.
We don't like Jesus Christ by nature. Because in truth, anybody who's ever heard this word preached in even Neil Cochran, even close to the truth, knows that Jesus Christ was a unique man.
Yes, sir.
His humanity was unique. Real humanity, but it was still different from mine. He came in the likeness of sinful flesh. But it was only the likeness of sinful flesh.
Amen.
His flesh was not sinful.
Amen. Exactly.
In Him was no sin, except when He was made sin.
Yeah.
And that's the only time. In Him was no sin, except when He was made sin. And the sin that was in Him was ours, not His.
Exactly.
Now let's always remember that. Do not believe in the Jesus Christ superstar movie from way back yonder when Jesus Christ have Jesus Christ hanging on the cross and He's sitting there lusting after the women that's sitting out there in the crowd. That's a lie.
You're right.
You go back and look at the Psalms, you'll see the time, Joe, when He was made sin,
yes,
and yet you see Him fully obedient to the Father.
Amen.
Fully obedient to the Father.
Yes, sir.
Deity and humanity united in one person. Impeccable justice and sin at the same time. Though it was for a brief moment, that's many colors. But we, just like Joseph's brothers, we would strip him of his coat. Listen to what our Lord said to some people in John chapter 8. Turn there if you want to follow along. John chapter 8. And I'll try not to keep you too long. John chapter 8. Think of this. We think of Christ's person. By nature, we think of Christ's person as human only. And let me tell you something. Anyone who denies that the man, Jesus of Nazareth, existed is a fool.
Amen.
Now, do you hear what I say?
Yeah.
Anyone who denies that the man, Jesus of Nazareth, existed is a fool.
Right.
There are people who wrote about Jesus Christ that has nothing to do with inspired writing at all.
Right.
They knew he existed.
Yeah.
This thing, as the book says, it wasn't done in a corner.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, it was done amidst the most powerful nation on earth at that time. With some of the most powerful rulers on earth at that time. And it was done right in their face. What would we do? Look at John chapter 8. Let me just move on. John chapter 8, look at verse 56. This is what our Lord told the people. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. Now, I want to tell you something. I don't think, now this is just my take on this. Maybe you disagree with it, but that's okay. Maybe it's both. But I don't think Christ was simply saying Abraham had this by faith insight of something that was going to happen way down in the future.
Yeah.
Abraham talked with Jesus Christ.
Right. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he is the voice of God that walked in the
Amen.
Cool of the day.
Exactly.
When God speaks, he always speaks through his Son.
Amen.
Even if it's me here preaching, Joe, if I'm sin of God, these are the words of Jesus Christ if I'm preaching this word.
Exactly.
You ever hear from God, you'll hear from God only through Jesus Christ. And he said, Abraham, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day and saw it.
Amen.
You see it? And saw it. In the future, yes, but he saw. Even Moses. Now, he's talking about Abraham. Even Moses. What did God say to Moses? God is spirit.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that what the book says?
Yeah.
But when Moses said, Lord, show me your glory.
Yeah.
He said, I will stick you in the cleft of the rock.
Yeah.
But you can't see my face right now. Yeah. But you will see my what? My hinder parts.
There
was a man walked in front of Moses.
Yeah.
And Moses, for that time at least, Mike Hatfield, he got to see the hinder parts.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Somebody said, but how can that be? Because this man is God.
Yeah.
He's God. He can do what he wants, when he wants. He said when he was here, I'm the Son of Man that's on earth. And if you got a Bible that don't say that, he also said, it says that. But if you got one of them Bibles that leaves out the next phrase, he said, I'm also the Son of Man that is in heaven.
Yeah.
At the same time, he was the Son of Man on the earth.
Amen.
I can't fathom that David Wright. I can't explain that. But that's who he said he was.
Yes.
That's his coat of many colors. That's what it is.
Amen.
What will we do? And look what. Let me go on. And your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old.
Yeah.
He was actually somewhere in between 30 and 33.
Exactly.
Right? The book tells us that's one of the places we're actually given his age. In two places we're told his age.
Yeah.
Once at, well, of course his birth. But once when he was 12, Joe, and then later when he began to be about 30 years old.
There you go.
And look, thou art not yet 50 years old. And hast thou seen Abraham? He didn't. Now notice it. Notice.
Yeah.
They even deny, didn't even deal with what he said, Abraham saw my day.
There you go. That's right.
You see, they dropped that. They didn't even deal with that.
That's exactly right.
And hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, truly, truly,
yes.
I say unto you, before Abraham was. So now he blows their mind.
Yes, sir.
Before Abraham was, and then he uses that word.
Yes, he does.
That word that many of the old Jews in their Jewish superstition, when they would write this name, you know what they would do? They would throw down the writing instrument, whatever it was that they used, a quill, whatever it was, Joe, and they would put it down and get rid of it and start over with a whole new pen in it.
Yeah.
They held this word superstitiously in such high regard.
Yeah.
But they did not hold it in faith.
Amen.
In high regard. He said, before Abraham was, I am.
Amen.
That's the name of God.
Yes, sir.
Remember Moses said, well, God said to Moses, I will send you down there to Pharaoh. He said, well, who am I saying going to send me?
Amen.
What's your name? He said, I am.
So
who was that talking to Moses? That was Jesus Christ. That was Jesus Christ, the great I am. Then, and here's it, here it is. Here's where they stripped that coat off. Then took they up stones to cast at him. You see it? And let me tell you something. This is the one thing that humanity does not like about Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
That he is God Almighty.
Amen.
Fully at all times. God Almighty, the Creator, at all times. He owns us lock, stock, and barrel.
Yes, sir.
He didn't have to shed one drop of blood to own anybody. He owns us all.
Amen.
As Creator.
Yes, sir.
And He can do with us as He will.
Amen.
Watch your news this evening. You'll see God doing with men and women what He will.
Yes, sir. You're right.
He'll cause a volcano to erupt.
Yeah.
And then hundreds of miles away, water sweeps in. And kills hundreds, if not thousands. Like that.
Yes, sir.
That's God.
Amen.
That's God. And then God will go down to the deepest, darkest jungle somewhere and call out some godless individual and send them the gospel.
Yes, sir.
And call them out of that darkness.
That's exactly right.
That's God.
Amen.
That's God. But we don't want God to have that coat.
Yeah.
We would strip him of that coat. All of that. We deny his absolute deity. John chapter 10. Just a day or so later, possibly. John chapter 10, listen to what happens here. Verse 30. He said this, I and my Father are one.
Amen.
We're the same. That's what it says.
Amen.
Then the Jews took up stones again. Remember the first time he just passed right out of their midst. They're going to kill him back here before when he said, I am.
Yeah.
And he just passed right out of their midst. He became invisible to them.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, you would think this would boggle their minds back and they would fall down in obeisance to this man who just disappears in their midst. And next thing they know, shows up the next day.
That's right.
They're going to kill him. They couldn't touch him.
Amen.
You know why? Because he's God.
Amen.
And his time had not yet come. And no man takes his life from him. He says it right here in this same passage.
Yes,
but he says, I am my Father and one. And that's where they wanted to kill him again. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not. Well, they're liars. Remember, they got mad when he healed a man on the Sabbath day.
Yes, sir.
And this is what we are by nature.
Liars.
Liars.
Amen.
We'll lie about anything and everything just for the sake of lying. You ever done that? You ever be telling an account or a story to somebody, and after you go over, you say, I lied like a dog. And there was no need for it.
Exactly.
I wasn't even under. I was sitting with a friend, and we were just talking, and I lied.
Oh.
You ever done that?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's what we are.
Exactly.
But just like Joseph, he couldn't lie about them dreams he had. Those are the dreams God gave him.
That's exactly right.
And when he spoke, men got angry.
Yes,
and what happened to this Joseph?
Yeah.
This Joseph here called Jesus of Nazareth. Oh, we don't stone thee for a good, but because of what you say. Look at what he says. For the Jews answered, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And. Wait a minute, you need an and with blasphemy?
Exactly.
Huh?
There you go.
Really?
There you go.
But what do? We just got to keep piling upon Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I want that coat off of you.
That's exactly
right. And thou, and here's the kicker, being a man, makest thyself God. That's where they got it to. He didn't have to make himself God.
He was
God.
Amen.
Right. He didn't become God at any time.
Exactly.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
Yeah, we're just like Joseph's brothers. by nature. We'd strip him of his coat. Not only that, we deny his messianic authority and ability. There are a lot of people who say, well, I believe Jesus was the Christ, but they don't believe the messianic authority and ability of the Messiah.
There you go. That's right.
The Old Testament prophesied of him this: he shall not fail nor be discouraged.
Amen.
It prophesied of him that the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his, where? His hand.
Yeah. There you go.
Right. In his hand.
Amen.
You see, when you preach a Christ that did not do what he came to do, you're not preaching the Christ of God.
Amen. That's right.
You're preaching what even the Christ said will be a false Christ.
Amen.
Now, most people think, as long as you call Jesus the Christ, no, you don't call him the Christ. He is the Christ.
Amen.
And you acknowledge who the Christ is.
Yes, sir.
Or, Joe, you deny the Christ altogether.
Exactly.
But we by nature, we'd strip him of that coat.
Yeah.
Not only that, Paul says by nature we'll pervert his gospel.
Yeah.
Galatians chapter 1 verses 6 and 7. We pervert the very message that is the only hope in message form that is ever set forth before mankind.
Yeah.
The gospel. And Paul calls it this. He says they preach another gospel. And then quickly, he's right. It's another gospel, but quickly the Spirit, so there's no misunderstanding. We have a comma for us in the English, which is not another.
Amen.
But there be some that would trouble you and what? Pervert the gospel of Christ. You see, people don't get this. Just because it's a Bible message don't mean it's the gospel.
That's right.
The gospel is this. God Almighty sent His Son to save some people. And he did do it, he is doing it, and he shall do it. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. That's the gospel. Anything short of that is a perversion of the gospel. But we, just like Joseph's brothers, strip that coat off of him. Strip that. Oh, but thank God. Turn to Genesis 45. Turn to Genesis 45. Now you remember, I know many of you probably read since we've been going through this, you maybe went back and read some of this again, although you knew it before. Maybe you refreshed your memory. Go to Genesis chapter 45. And before I read these verses, let me give you this. Two things now. This is true about us. We think of Christ's person as human only by nature. Joe can't fathom, we refuse to believe that he's God Almighty.
You're right.
By nature.
Yes, sir.
We can't believe he's God Almighty by nature. We deny his absolute deity by nature. We deny his messianic authority and ability by nature. By nature, we'll pervert his gospel.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And yet, there is forgiveness with God.
Amen.
Isn't that good news?
Yes.
Because I'm guilty of all those things, Joe, I just mentioned, and more. I'm guilty, just like Joseph's brothers were guilty.
Yes, sir.
And look at what it says here. Genesis 45, and this is Joseph. And I like this. Now, yes, this is Joseph here. But just get a little idea about this. This is giving us a picture, a snapshot of Jesus Christ. Then Joseph could not refrain himself. I mean, let me tell you, when God is pleased to act, bless God, he will act. God has purposed all things in time, and he did it before the foundation of the world. And when that thing that God purposed to do before the world was, in time, comes to its time, it will come to pass because God will not refrain himself.
Right.
You hear me?
That's right.
Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by. And you know what? God don't save us over in a corner somewhere.
Exactly.
You know that. Now, a lot of us may have been in a corner. But you know what God does? He calls us out of that corner.
Exactly right.
You know that?
Amen.
And usually when God saves somebody, it's right out in the midst of everybody else.
Right.
You know that? In the midst, it might be family members by blood. Mm-hmm. It might be in a church, religious or gospel preaching or not.
Exactly.
If God sends the gospel there,
yeah,
and he can do that too.
Yes, sir.
He can send someone to a church building, to a religious society where there is no gospel, and he can send someone with his gospel to that religious society, and when he saves, the people he's purposed to save, then he'll call them out of that religious society, or he'll change the whole religious society, one or the other.
Amen.
But he don't leave the one he saves in that religious society there to flounder around like a flopping fish. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, "Cause every man to go out from me."
Yeah.
And there stood no man with him, while Joseph, now here it is.
Yeah, there you go.
Now these men already feared this man.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. He was the top dog under Pharaoh himself.
Exactly.
If you wanted anything from Pharaoh, guess who you had to get it from?
That's right.
Joseph.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. You want anything from God,
yeah,
you're going to have to get it through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Or you won't get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known.
Amen.
Oh, isn't that glorious? Amen. Unto his brethren. And he wept aloud. And the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh, they heard. They didn't get to experience it. But bless God, they heard it. You see, people know when God Almighty says, when you've been in the midst of whatever corruption you was in, immoral corruption or religious corruption.
There you go.
When God Almighty does something for you, everybody else around you is going to know something happened to them.
Yeah.
They may not know who did it.
Yeah.
They might not understand how he did it. They might not understand why he did it.
Yeah.
But they know something's taking place.
You're right. Yeah.
Joseph said unto his brethren, "I am Joseph."
Amen.
Can you imagine that?
Amen.
I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And you remember when Jesus Christ first began to show himself to you?
Yes, sir.
You didn't see him as your buddy.
Exactly.
Or as your pal, did you? You see him as he is. That's the Joseph with the coat of many colors.
Amen.
That's the Joseph that I stripped that coat off of him. Hmm? That's the Joseph who I said, "I will never bow down to you." And guess what, Mason? Here they are, having been bowed down to Joseph.
Yes, sir.
They troubled at his presence, but look. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "Oh, come near to me." Is that not gracious? Think of what they've done to him. And did he say, "Get out of my presence. You're goners"? Mason, he had the right to do that.
Yes, sir, he did. That's right.
He had the right to do that.
Yes, he did.
Other than this, love in here wouldn't let him do it.
Right.
There's a real sense, David, right, in which he could not do anything but what he did right here.
Exactly.
You know why? Because he loved his brethren not more than they loved him. Oh, no! He loved his brethren even while they hated him.
Amen. Amen. That's it.
"Come near to me, I pray you." And they came near, and he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore, be..." Mason, he could have rubbed it in. Couldn't he?
Yes.
God has the right to rub it in.
Oh, yeah.
We hate him by nature. We hate his son. We'd strip his son of his coat. But look what he says. "Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry." Whew. "Nor angry with yourselves." Now you think they're going to say, "Well, we ain't angry with ourselves, Joseph." They're in the dust, folks.
Yes, sir.
They're in the dust. They know what they've done to him.
Yes, sir.
They know what they deserve. You ever been there?
Exactly.
If not, then God's Joseph has never revealed himself to you.
Amen.
I pray he does.
There you go.
I pray he does. "Look, now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life." And what life in particular? Theirs!
Exactly, yes, sir.
Theirs!
Yeah.
Huh? Not his own life. That was, God did that when he was in the hole. God did that when he was down there with the butcher in the jail.
Yep.
Didn't he?
Yep.
God did that when Potiphar's wife was lying about him like a dog.
Yeah.
Amen.
Just to preserve life. Oh, aren't you glad that God is plenteous in mercy?
Yes, sir.
Because you know what? I don't just need saving. A lot of people need saving.
There you go. That's it.
but they don't need mercy.
Amen. That's right.
And isn't that what that old sinner really cried out? God be merciful. And he understood something about mercy. He knew mercy wasn't just a feeling with God. The word is propitiate.
Amen.
That is, there must be a blood sacrifice. And God, let there be a blood sacrifice for me. Because that's the kind of mercy I got to have.
Amen.
You've got to punish my sin. And if you punish me for my sin, I'm a goner.
Exactly.
Mercy. Mercy.
Yes.
But you know what? Yes, we would strip Joseph of his coat of many colors. We do that verbally. We do that down in here. But you know what? Joseph was still who he was. You get what I'm saying? Here's the sixth thing. But we never, ever truly change Christ.
Exactly.
Now look at it. Verse 6. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God.
Amen.
But God. They did. They might have stripped him of that coat. And men will lie on God. There are men lying on God right this morning.
Yes, sir.
There are men. There are men stripping Christ of that coat in their message right here this morning. But they ain't changed who Jesus Christ is.
Amen. That's exactly right.
It's one of these things. Something that's hard to do, and I'm not going into the details of it. Let me tell you something. You can't put Jesus Christ where he's never determined to be. Now you may in your words.
Yeah.
You may with your words deny. You might say, well, he's over here when he ain't really over there. But you never put Jesus Christ where Jesus Christ has not been purposed to be. And you can't take Jesus Christ out of any place God put him.
Amen.
You understand that?
Amen.
And we sit and argue about whether it's Jesus in this or Jesus is where he is.
Amen.
And he's exactly where God Almighty purposed for him to be. And you know where that is right now? He's not in that manger any longer. Therefore, we do not worship Jesus Christ in the manger.
Yeah, exactly.
They worshiped him when he was in the manger. That was proper.
Yeah, exactly.
That was proper. But we don't worship him in the manger, Joe. Why? Because he ain't in the manger.
That's right.
And I'll tell you this, we don't worship him on the cross.
No, sir.
Oh, we rejoice in that cross.
Amen.
But he ain't on that cross no more.
Amen.
If you worship Jesus Christ, you know where you're going to worship him? Where he is.
That's right.
On the throne.
Amen.
On the throne. Or you can worship him in the manger, but he ain't in the manger no more.
Yeah.
Therefore, you've missed the true Jesus.
That's right.
There's a lot of people that they got a picture of him or a little statue of him hanging on a cross. And they'll guard it and kiss it and pray, if not to it, at least with it, in their hand.
Yeah, you're right.
Even thinking that the prayer with that little icon in their hand is better if it was laying on the desk. Do they not do this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he's not on that cross.
Exactly.
We preach not Christ crucified. That's not what Paul said. We preach Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ is not crucified now.
That's right. Amen.
He's on the throne. He's on the throne. Oh, but this is it. I'm not going to spend time. Notice the last thing about that coat. By the wicked deeds of men, it was dipped in blood. Isn't that enough to say, those of you who know the truth know what that means?
Yes, sir.
Peter and them, remember what they said? It's recorded if you want to read it, Acts 4, 23 through 28. He said, all of that wicked deed, all of the wicked deeds that men did to Jesus Christ on that cross was exactly what God Almighty predetermined to be done.
Amen.
Exactly.
Yes. Think about it. Christ's death, and it was a real death. It was a real death. Remember Joseph's brothers, if you look at chapter 42, there, verse 12, they said, we are the 12 sons of one father. One still with the father and the other is not. Oh, how wrong they were.
Amen.
Because the one who they thought was not was standing right in front of them. Exalted at Pharaoh's right hand, we might say. Huh?
That's right.
Was it not?
Yeah.
Was it not? Christ's death. A real death. A real death.
Amen.
Christ's death and blood was man wrought.
Yes, sir.
It was man wrought.
Yes, sir.
But it was God ordained.
Amen. That's it.
It was God ordained. Christ's death and blood was man wrought, but it was God ordained. But his actual dying, he held in his own hands.
Amen.
Huh? Right. His actual dying, he gave up
yes.
the ghost.
Amen.
We have the ghost taken from us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we'll, you know, some of you may have seen people that don't want to go.
Yeah.
You know? Fight. The ghost is taken. The ghost wasn't taken from Christ. Mm-hmm. Mason Lilly, he gave it up.
That's right.
He gave it up. Here and here only is where we find true glory.
Amen.
Joseph's coat dipped in blood.
Amen.
And remember, don't think of Joseph's coat as something Christ put on. It is who he is.
Amen.
You see, he has made unto us wisdom
yes.
and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So much so that it says, he is the fullness of the Godhead. How? Bodily.
Amen.
And then here's the glory for us. And ye are complete in him.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. Joseph's coat.
Yeah.
Christ's coat
yeah.
of many colors. Joe, that's my coat.
Amen. That's right.
He is my coat.
Yes, sir.
Somebody says he's my righteousness. Yeah, he's everything. He is my God.
Amen.
Amen.
He is my righteousness, and that's my only hope, but he's also my God.
Right.
He's my Lord. He's my friend. He's my elder brother. He's my shepherd, and on. That is truly a coat of many colors.
Amen.
Here we see his coat intrinsically. He is, it says it here, the Word was made flesh and tabernacle dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. And then he says these words, full of grace and truth. So if you ever find any grace,
yeah.
if you ever find any truth, where are you going to get it from?
Yeah, that's right.
If he's full of it, Joe,
yeah, exactly.
then it's there.
Yeah.
If you don't find it from him, you don't know what grace is, and you don't know what truth is.
Amen. Amen.
You can't be full of something and be more of it out yonder. He's full. Wherever grace is. Whatever grace is. As much as it is.
Yes.
And truth. It's him.
Amen.
It's him. There we see Christ's coat intrinsically. Here we see Christ's coat representatively. We are complete. How? In him.
Amen.
Even bodily.
Amen.
Joe, thank God his feet are my feet.
That's right. Yeah.
His hands are my hands.
Yes, sir.
He is my head.
Amen.
He is. We're called bone of his bone.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it says?
Yeah.
We're called bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And he, just like Joseph, he wasn't ashamed to receive his brothers.
Amen.
Was he?
That's right.
Oh, he knew what they'd done.
Oh, yeah.
But he loved them. Seth, he loved them that much.
Amen.
Oh, thank God our Christ loves us far more than even that.
Yes, sir.
Hmm?
That's right.
Far more than that. And here we see his coat in elective purpose. You see, yes, he has made of this wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. You know why? Because God chose that for the people he is that unto. That's what it says. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many mighty, not many wise, not many noble, they're not even called.
That's right.
Isn't that what the book teaches?
That's right.
But you see your calling. Mm. Consider Christ's coat. Christ's coat is who he is. And what he wrought.
Amen.
And thank God, his coat is my covering in him.
Amen.
In him.
Amen.
Even when the Father made it for him, and I'm using that very loosely, even when the Father made it for him, because he was made of a woman.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Wasn't he?
Yes, sir.
Made under the law. For what reason? To redeem them that were under the law. Now, did he do it or did he not?
Amen.
I believe he did it.
That's right.
I believe he did it. Even when the Father made it for him. Even when we would strip him of that which is my only hope.
Yeah.
Who he is. Even when, especially when his coat was soaked in blood. That sealed the deal.
Yes, sir.
You remember who his brothers took the coat to, don't you? Jacob.
That's right.
His father. And you know what? His father, Jacob, Joseph's father, was actually brought to see his son exalted.
Amen.
You see, the one thing that gives God joy, and Mason, sometimes I feel a little awkward with even saying it that way because we think of joy as just an emotion. Let me put it another way, and the one thing that brings God Almighty happiness is when His Son is honored.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
What is the, you know, one sinner repents.
Yeah.
What did our Lord teach?
Yeah.
There's joy in heaven in the presence of the angels. Now, who's there in the presence of the angels? There's only two other things there I can think of. The people of God that are already gone on. And Jesus Christ Himself.
Amen.
Hmm. Isn't it amazing? It says of Jesus Christ concerning that He's not ashamed.
Yeah.
He's not ashamed to call us brothers.
Amen.
Hmm. All right, let's stand and sing number 24 in the folder.